I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, July 14th. A Boston woman has been cleared of charges that she stabbed and killed her husband in Quincy 3 years ago. A judge dismissed manslaughter charges against 50-year-old Hooksan Liu for the death of 55-year-old Bi-Quan He. Liu stabbed He during an argument outside 10 South Central Avenue in Wollaston on the evening of the 4th of July in 2019. Witnesses say the stabbing occurred when He tried to break up a fight between his wife and another person. He was stabbed in the groin area and died 3 days later. Liu was charged with manslaughter. She waived a jury trial, and a judge recently determined there was insufficient evidence for a conviction. The South Shore YMCA in Quincy will be renamed the Hale Family YMCA in honor of Rob and Karen Hale, who've donated $5 million to the Y. President Paul Gorman says the Hales' contribution will shape the future of one of the nation's largest urban YMCAs. Rob Hale is CEO of Quincy-based Granite Telecommunications, and his wife Karen served as a member of the Y's executive board. The Hales said they hope their contribution will strengthen the Y so that it remains a vibrant home for Quincy families for years to come. A special ceremony will be held on August 11th with Governor Baker, Mayor Thomas Koch, and YMCA executive officers to officially rename the facility. The water at Brody or Baker Beach in Germantown is too dirty for swimming. Results of water tests taken on Tuesday indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water at that beach. Signs have been posted warning people to swim at their own risk. Water at 12 other Quincy City beaches and all of Wollaston Beach tested safe for swimming on Tuesday. The city tests the water at city-owned beaches, and the state tests the water at Wollaston Beach every week from Memorial Day to Labor Day. West Nile virus has been found in Massachusetts mosquitoes for the first time this year in the town of Easton. The virus was found in a sample collected on July 11th, according to the Department of Public Health. No human cases have been reported. West Nile virus is transmitted to a person through a bite from an infected mosquito. Some people who are infected have no symptoms. Others experience flu-like symptoms. Occasionally, more serious symptoms may occur. Health officials recommend using mosquito repellent, wearing clothing that covers arms and legs, not going out during dawn or dusk, and repairing screens and emptying standing water from around your home. There were 11 human cases of the virus in 2021. A bicyclist is dead after they were struck by a dump truck in Boston yesterday. Happened shortly after noon at the intersection of Mass and Huntington Avenues near Symphony Hall. Last night, Boston police confirmed the bicyclist died of the injuries they suffered in the crash. The victim has not been identified. One witness said that the two were traveling side by side, but the truck took a left. The truck involved in the crash stayed at the scene, and the driver is cooperating. Police have not said if the driver will be charged. State Senator Patrick O'Connor of Weymouth is seeking to change the state's wiretapping laws. After an alleged victim of a domestic assault was charged with violating the statute when she recorded her alleged abuser without his consent, Alex Fopiano, who was accused of attempting to suffocate his wife with a pillow, appeared in court this week where his lawyer requested the charges be dropped. Attorney Peter Hortzman said Fopiano's wife pursued the charges against her husband as retaliation. Hortzman says she didn't report the incident until after she was charged with 8 counts of illegal wiretapping for allegedly secretly recording her husband. But records show Fopiano's wife did, in fact, report incidents of abuse to local police. Suffolk County DA Brandon Davila encountered that Fopiano's wife pressed charges because authorities were not responsive to what allegedly happened. The judge placed the request to dismiss under advisement. Boston's new police commissioner has a unique perspective on policing. Once mistaken for a suspect, Michael Cox was beaten by fellow officers. No one was ever charged in the beating, and two of the officers involved in the incident are still on the department. Happened in January of 1995. Cox was a Boston police officer working plainclothes in Roxbury. He and his partner heard a radio call about a shooting and saw the getaway car. Cox says he got out and chased one of the suspects, who jumped over a fence. Cox climbed the fence right behind him and got hit from behind. Mistaken for a suspect, Cox was beaten by fellow officers, who left him on the street bleeding until EMS arrived. Cox says he was pretty unrecognizable and suffered serious injuries. None of the officers were ever criminally charged for the beating. He says the department tried to cover up what happened, some even harassing and threatening his family, but he wouldn't quit and spent more than three decades with Boston Police, rising to the highest uniform rank before leaving to lead the Ann Arbor Police, now returning to Boston as commissioner. Cox says policing is a calling for him. He won a federal civil rights suit against the city and the police department, but it took until 2011 for him to be compensated for all that he went through. First Lady Jill Biden is coming to the Bay State. Biden will land at Logan Airport just after noon today to kick off 3 days of events in Massachusetts. Her arrival will be open to members of the press this afternoon. She'll visit with active service members and veterans, military families, and clinicians at Boston's home base. And then she'll join the White House Joining Forces initiative. Biden will follow her home base visit with a Democratic National Committee finance event in Andover. Tomorrow, the First Lady plans to visit and speak at the second day of the American Federation of Teachers National Convention at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. She will then join U.S. Labor Secretary and former Boston Mayor Marty Walsh to visit Eversource Station 99 and meet with students interning for the utility company through a Bunker Hill Community College partnership. Biden will jet off to Nantucket tomorrow, planning to land at Nantucket Airport in the afternoon. She'll attend another Democratic National Committee finance event on Saturday. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 208 points. The NASDAQ fell 17, and the S&P was down 17. Asian stocks rose. The dollar is up. The euro is down. Oil at $97 a barrel. Sports, another loss for the Red Sox in Tampa Bay last night, 4-1. They'll wrap up the series tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high of 83. Clearing tonight, low 63. Partly sunny tomorrow, high of 84. Partly cloudy, 86 on Saturday. And partly sunny, near 90 on Sunday. With a boater, waves about a foot, light northeast wind. High tide at 12:33 p.m. Sunrise at 5:20, set at 8:19. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, July 14th.